Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's a great day right now in San Francisco. Things are supposed to clear up. Not quite as warm as yesterday. It's been lovely, though, last few days. Windy last few days.
Yeah, the wind. So bunk.
I'm sorry. Huh. Ruins the whole surf thing. Have you been surfing at all?
No.
Oh.
But that's what screwed up my sleep pattern. I slept into like 7 o'clock both days on the weekend.
I
stayed up till 11 and slept into like 7. Who does that?
Lots of people.
Totally bed soaring. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm still in this bed.
Well, that's only 8 hours. Do you try to get 8 hours normally? Like, what do you...
If I got 6, I feel like I got all the sleep in the world.
Oh.
Normally. Mm. Like, the other night, I got maybe 1. Sunday night. Last night, I got 5, and I feel like...
Yay.
King of the world.
Yeah. I got a good night last night, which is nice. I knew when I was sitting there, sitting on the couch... Right before bed, I'm like, oh, this is going to be good. This is going to be, I can tell.
I was in the same boat, man. I went and took a shower early and was in my sweats, watched a little basketball.
Oh,
by the way, the Warriors play tonight, everyone.
Oh, they do, huh? 6 o'clock?
I'll look it up and tell you in the news.
All right, let's get some money away. Okay, so the Yanni versus Laurel thing, we're going to start there. Bryn showed me a cool trick this morning. Like, I usually only hear Laurel. And if you haven't heard this yet, prepare yourself to be totally bored. There's another angle we're going to get to in a second.
And if you have heard it, again.
Yeah, here it is again. He showed me a trick this morning. Do you have the sound wave ready to go?
I do. It's
you can convince yourself to hear Yanni.
Sometimes. And it depends on which speakers you're on. Like, we're on headphones right now. I don't know if it'll work.
I know.
And so I can kind of hear it because I've done it a million times and I sat there for a whole
day. Yeah, Bryn, I got to say, the reason this comes back up again is it's Bryn's fault.
Because I'm very fascinated.
Bryn is fascinated
by
this.
No, I get it. You don't have to do the
because
story.
But you know what? The other thing that you showed me, I was like, oh, that is totally worth it. So we'll go through this part again real quick. So
Bear with us.
He's showing me how you can force yourself to hear Yanni out of Laurel. And it's interesting because he's like, no, I didn't even pitch it up. It's just there it is.
What happened was you said, okay, now put it back. Like, slow it down or speed it up again like you did earlier. And I'm like, I didn't. I just said I set you up so you could hear it.
If I could interpret for people, because you two sometimes get on this pitch thing where you're talking stuff and people... So when you were playing that the first time for us, Bryn, you just played the regular sound normally, the way that it's been put out and gone viral, right? And that is when I heard Laurel.
Right.
Then you started doing something to it, right?
Yeah,
it
was,
no one else was doing
pitch
that.
Of it.
It was you that was twisting it and turning, and that's when I heard.
When it got real low, we both heard Yanni.
Right. So that's what's, but see, when you first did that, I didn't understand if it was out there in multiple fashions.
Right. That's what I agree. I didn't know.
I got confused.
I thought
what was
we were
happening.
Hearing the whole thing the way it's out there in the world, but no, you're only hearing it. Play the way you would hear it if you were unfortunate enough to have someone send this to you.
Right, Laurel.
Right, full on Laurel.
Okay,
right.
So then you started doing weird stuff to it, and
yes.
That's when I heard Yanni
right.
A bunch of times.
Now, he's just going to play that exact clip, and he can make you hear Yanni.
Well, I don't know if I can. You heard it.
I did.
Not everybody can hear it.
So show how to set it up.
Let me see if I can do it myself. So what I do is I go, you hear it right now, but I'm going, I want you to hear.
You have to hear in your head.
But then it still sounds like Laurel.
I still heard Laurel.
Do it again.
And I've been doing it.
Okay. Nice and loud. And just do the
Laurel.
All I hear is Laurel. I heard
now,
in your headphones. It's right in your head. It's right in
now,
your ears.
Now pitch shift it like you did before, and I'll hear Yanni.
Real low. Yeah, I hear Yanni there. Yanni.
Yeah.
Yeah, so It's difficult because you need to be in a certain setting, in a certain environment with certain speakers.
This morning, he did that to me. And in the office,
got her
I could hear Yanni.
And I freaked out. And she's like, okay. And she goes, okay, now put it
He's so well,
this is the thing.
I didn't put it anywhere.
I truly thought that it was out there in a bunch of fashions, and that's and I so I was like, oh, I hear both. Okay, it's cool. But you were doing that. So when it's played normal, all I hear is Laurel, man. That's it.
I know. Me too. Laurel. I can't hear Yanni at all.
Right now, I'm actually having difficulties hearing Yanni again. but this morning, I was able to just play it 15 times in between each.
I wonder if our listeners are hearing because they're hearing it in their cars or in their wherever they are.
Let's look at the texts.
Yeah. Is anyone saying, yes, I actually
I hear,
heard.
707 says, all I hear is Yanni.
Oh, all they hear is Yanni.
925 says, I heard Laurel all the time. Then someone posted a whisper and I heard Yanni. But what about right now, listeners? What are you hearing?
Yeah,
right
when
now?
He does that. Y-
and a lot of people are listening in their cars, too. The
or they're saying, bye, Felicia.
Yeah.
So there's another clip out there. And we're just going to, I'm not going to say anything about what you're supposed to hear or not supposed
okay,
to hear.
Okay, so I'll just tell you what
you,
I hear.
You just.
Hold on, let me turn this up. All right, I love this. Okay. All right.
So the audio is weird, okay? Just try to find it.
Do it again. Play it again.
Do it again.
I need
don't know
a needle.
What I'm hearing.
I can't, it sounds like an alien.
That
it
is
does
not.
Sound like a,
there's no one word that there that jumps out at me.
Do it again.
It's two words.
There's two words.
Do it again. Do it again.
Still nothing's
red
jumping
needle,
out.
Red needle. Red needle.
Oh. Green needle is one of the options. Uh-huh. So now you've heard it. I've said green needle. Hear it. Let's see.
Green needle.
All right.
Now hear brainstorm.
No.
Brainstorm?
I hear red needle.
Brainstorm. Yeah,
I hear red needle. I don't hear green.
Do you hear brainstorm?
I can hear either one, whichever one I want to hear.
No.
I don't hear the brainstorm. Yeah.
There totally is a brainstorm in there.
I absolutely can make myself hear it. And I can hear whichever one I want to hear.
I can't hear brainstorm.
See, that's
at
how
all.
Yanni.
Brynn's whispering brainstorm into it when he plays it.
No, do it.
I am lipping it.
I don't hear brainstorm.
Hear brainstorm.
Turn my mic off.
Hear.
There's no brainstorm.
Yeah. I hear him.
All right, so what happened?
Why are
What's
we doing
the story?
This?
Yeah, why is this coming up? Who sent this out and what do they hear?
You can. The thing with this clip is that you can hear whatever you want to hear. You can hear green storm, or you can hear brain needle, or green needle, or brainstorm.
I hear red needle.
I hear red needle too.
Let's hear it one more time.
I don't even hear the go.
Now I just hear brainstorm.
And I don't hear the
stuff. Oh, so I heard green needle
because
on
I'm
that
listening
one.
For
yeah,
it.
Yeah, brainstorm.
Red
That's
needle.
Funny. I don't know if our listeners are going to be able to hear that, but and this didn't come up. This is Brynn. This is all Brynn.
Oh.
This is Brynn all the time. Brynn is fascinated by this.
Every day, Brynn's going to play something and none of us are going to know what
well,
it is.
Well, he is a sound guy, so, yeah. You know.
He is. He's fascinated by sounds.
Hey, Brynn, I can't wait for tomorrow. Do a good one for the movie.
No,
I'm not coming up with this myself. These people are just freaking out over it, and I wanted to see what the fuss was about. And now I see it.
Do something for the movie review day. Every movie
I
review
I see
day.
What the fuss is about.
Yeah, I'm like, oh my God, this is like a whole new thing. You know what I mean? Like, why didn't this exist 10 years ago? Like, how are we just discovering that one person hears something completely different? A whole new world, word. A whole new word. You know, like, when I hear Yanni, I hear it so clearly. And it sounds like nothing else. It doesn't even sound like Laurel at all. So I'm like, what the hell? But then when I hear Laurel, I can't unhear Laurel. And all I can hear is Laurel. Yeah. And I'm like, how do I hear Yanni again? Until I finally hear Yanni, I can't unhear Yanni anymore. And it's kind of killing me. That's all. Let's move on.
Welcome to my world.
Thank you.
Next story.
There's a Roger Ailes movie being put together.
Who's all that right. again?
He
head
is
of the
he's
Fox
dead
News,
now,
right?
But
yeah.
The head of Fox News, and
what,
they made
did
him
he
step
fall
down.
And hit his head or something?
Yeah. I can't remember why he croaked, but he did, and that's good news. So playing the role of Megyn Kelly will be.
I just looked it up.
Charlize Theron. So this is going to be a legit movie.
Well, it's going to be huge for Megyn Kelly because her stock has dropped so much.
Right.
I wonder if they'll be portraying her sympathetically. The film is currently in active development. It'll feature an ensemble cast with characters portraying Ailes and all of those involved at Fox News during his tenure. So I guess someone will play Bill O'Reilly, too.
But it's basically her story?
No, it's Roger Ailes' story.
You know who I want to play Bill O'Reilly? Woody Harrelson.
Oh. That would be good.
That'd be interesting. They're saying it's an untitled project. It's going to be directed by Jay Roach, And written by the guy who wrote The Big Short, Charles Randolph.
Oh, that guy's a good writer.
And the synopsis, Roger Ailes resigned from Fox News in 2017 after former anchor Gretchen Carlson filed a sexual harassment lawsuit that resulted in multiple women coming forward with similar claims. Before the scandals emerged, he was considered the mastermind behind the success of Fox News and one of the most powerful men in both media and American politics. He was named the founding CEO of Fox News in 1996, and the network quickly gained popularity while he called the shots. It's now regularly among the most watched networks, and all of cable dominates the cable news category. So with a star like Charlize Theron on board to play Megyn Kelly, that bodes well for the picture. A, getting made, and B, having a good, solid cast. Everybody wants to work with Charlize Theron. She's amazing. Speaking of casting news, John Wick.
Yeah.
Did you see the...
One and two, I sure did.
No, there's a new poster for number three or something. I don't know if maybe this is just... It's his face and he's all cut up. I love Keanu. I don't know why I love him so much.
John Wick 2 ends pretty bleak for Keanu.
How so?
There's this whole underworld of like these kind of super soldier mafia guys that can kill anyone, but there's this one rule where you can't kill anyone in this castle. There's a castle that you have to pay gold coins to get into. So anyway,
in real life?
What do you mean in real life?
Like
in
is
the
this
real
a video
life
game?
No, this is a real movie with real actors.
So this is like a non-combat zone.
Yeah, it's like a non-combat.
So if you can pay the gold coins to get into this castle, then you're safe. But you're stuck there.
You're stuck there, and you can stay there for the rest of your life, and no one can kill you.
Oh, is there food and everything?
Yeah, there's food, there's chicks, there's everything you want.
So
drugs.
Is the goal to get to the...
No,
there's drugs?
Yeah, there's everything.
I gotta get to this castle.
Anyway, the movie ends with John Wick killing a guy in this castle.
Oh, he killed him in the castle, even though that's not allowed.
Yeah.
Then what happens?
So now the... So... Two ends with the guy who owns the castle, who's Blackbeard from Pirates of the Caribbean, that guy. He says, what have you done? I have to unleash every mafia guy in the whole world to come and kill you for killing someone in the castle.
And it's kind of like, oh, no, and John dude, Wick that sounds
says,
bad.
John Wick says, send them. Send them all. I'll kill them all.
Oh.
And then he runs. And then that's where John Wick 3 is going to pick up from.
Well, that makes sense that this is the poster then, because it's his face all cut up and he looks all mad and his hair's stringy, but he's got a suit on and there's 1,000 hands with 1,000 guns all pointed right at his head.
Yeah.
Here's the picture. Like everybody's after him.
The John Wick movies are really fun.
There's not much wiggle room here.
No. That seems like his head's going to get blown off from every direction.
I mean, I could see he might be thinking, well, everyone's going to shoot everyone if I duck fast enough.
All right. It does seem like there'll be some crossfire.
The way that they're positioned, mm-hmm. I don't know, though. There's very little chance he's going to get away from all that.
What normally happens in a moment like that is some like Robin Hood character comes and starts shooting the guys pointing the guns.
Will that Robin Hood character be Halle Berry?
She's
Halle Berry has signed on to star opposite him in John Wick Chapter 3. The details of her character are being kept a secret, but sources are saying she will not be a villain. So she'll be someone who's on his side. The story picks up after the events of Chapter 2, which finds Wick, a former assassin who tried and failed to live the quiet life, with a $14 million price tag on his head and an army of bounty-hunting killers on his trail. After killing a member of the shadowy International Assassins Guild, the High Table, John Wick is excommunicado, they say here. Mm. But the world's most ruthless hitmen and women await his every turn.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Same director.
The whole movies, all of them, are based on one incident that happens in the first one.
His dog gets
killed by the bad guy.
He's trying to retire.
With his dog. Just him and his dog. The bad guys come and they kill his dog and he loses his mind. So there you go.
We do love our dogs. There's no doubt about
absolutely.
That.
Yeah.
Ugh. I'd be like, phew.
Get out of here. You would not.
Yeah,
you're
no,
so
I would
lame.
Be. God. Deadpool 2 is in theaters now. I have a spoiler here.
Oh, I want to hear it.
Well, you already know what it is. Because you've seen the
He didn't see the movie. What are you talking about?
Shoot, that's
he
right.
He faked seeing the movie.
He faked seeing it.
Faked it.
Good job. So if you, this is a super brief. It's not really a plot point at all. I guess that there's a character called Vanisher. Yeah. He's an invisible man. And he's invisible the whole time, except for one time in the movie he's getting electrocuted. And you can see his face. And that's where a massive celebrity cameo happens.
That's correct.
And that's the only time you only very briefly, but yeah, it's obviously quite recognizable.
I didn't notice it. Like, if I had to really do some research after the fact because I heard stuff and I was like, oh, that. So I wish I had known that going into the movie.
So I should tell people this.
Yeah, just tell them
to look out for it. That's all.
Well, here's a possible spoiler. If you want to know nothing, turn the volume down. Never change the station.
Never.
Ever.
Just turn the volume down. Please. Please, guys. When the Vanisher gets electrocuted, it's Brad Pitt.
Oh.
So that's who's
that's a pleasant surprise. He's handsome enough.
Sure. The director says that they actually got a lot of rejections for cameos on the first. Oh, let me see.
There's no missing it. That's for sure Brad Pitt the whole time.
Oh, so it pops out and then just fades back to nothing?
Cool.
Yeah. He looks very surprised to be getting electrocuted. That's quite a look on his face. So when they were doing the first Deadpool, before it was a giant success and awesome, and no one knew about it, they asked a lot of people to do cameos, and everyone went, no, we're not doing that. Were there any good cameos in the first one? I can't even remember. But then it was such a big hit that they didn't have that problem this time. The director says, it was a real treat to have more toys to play with in the sandbox, the premium toy being the Brad Pitt doll. So I guess is that true? I mean, you saw it, Bryn. Are there a ton of cameos in this one?
Yes, there's a lot more than part one.
Taylor Swift's cats even get some screen time? Is that true?
She did an Instagram story about that yesterday.
I had no idea.
Were there any cats in there?
Yes. Taylor Swift. Her story, she's like, oh my God, and she's interviewing her cats.
You follow her?
On her Instagram. Yeah, I do. Because I was curious to see what was going to, because remember when she deleted all the pictures of Calvin? I was like, oh, that's messed up. So I went back to look and see that they were all deleted. And then she deletes her entire Instagram, and then she starts posting parts of the snake. I was like, oh, this is, and then I don't know. She just, her stories are really charming.
Well, she is a delight.
And so anyway, yesterday she was interviewing her cats on her Instagram going, I don't know, Muffy, I can't believe you're in Deadpool 2. And then she showed the screenshot of Ryan Reynolds wearing a shirt with
Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
it's pretty much just a picture of the cats.
Oh.
Yeah, on Ryan Reynolds.
He's got a shirt with cats on it.
So is she getting paid to promote Deadpool?
I don't know. There's always an angle because she's doing a lot for Spotify, too. And it's like she must own Spotify stock. I tried to do some research on that yesterday because everything is Spotify and Taylor Swift. So there might be some angle here with Deadpool.
Well, if you remember, she was not on Spotify or any other site for
really
a long time. I wonder if she got some kind of a honey deal.
Girl got paid. Girl's got to make money, then.
Well, maybe they gave her stock.
Maybe. Sell that immediately.
Really?
I don't know. I don't know what to do with stock. I always make the wrong decision. Turns out I shouldn't have even sold my Facebook stock.
Why?
Well, it's up $25 or something since I sold it.
Well, but you were making a point on principle, right?
I was, but you know, my principles are very compromised. Especially when things start making money. Listen, I made money on it. I mean, I can't bitch or anything, but still, I could have made more.
I wish that kid would sell Snap already. What is he doing?
It looks like Spotify technology?
I have no idea.
It's $153. Does that sound right to you?
I don't know about that stock, I'm sorry to say. Jack Osborne's wife has filed for divorce.
Whoa. Go on.
Nope, Jack Osborne. They've been married 5.5 years, and they just had a new baby. February, they just had their third baby, a little girl named Minnie Theodora. Adorable. They have two other girls, ages 6 and 2. They list the date of separation as May 4th. He was out Friday.
Wait, what was the baby? When was the baby born?
February. So a few
and
months.
And May 4th is the separation date.
Yeah.
Some couples can't handle it.
She's sick of him, man. She is way out of his league.
Oh, she is
like
pretty,
Jack
isn't she?
Jack Osborne.
Yeah, but he's actually, Ozzy's kid.
He's actually gotten better looking over the years. He's thinned down. Yeah. I mean, he's still got a big head, but... Oh, that's the latest picture? So he bloomed out. Word.
He's still Ozzy's kid the whole time, though.
Lisa's asking for joint legal, joint and legal custody of their children. She also wants spousal support. She wants Jack to foot the bill for her attorney. They got married October 2012. Little ceremony, about 50 people in Hawaii. He popped the question to her after about 4 months of dating. She's a model. Did I already say that? They were out, looks like yesterday, out with their three kids in Studio City, looking like a happy couple.
Four months. I never not want to have sex with you. We should get married. Right.
They're not using conscious uncoupling, but they did say that they're inspired by Gwyneth and Chris Martin's relationship and how they've been so cool with each other
Right.
Inspired by that. He's carrying the baby seat as they're walking down the street. Mm. They're just, you know, aren't they adorable?
That's a bummer because they have a newborn.
Yeah. Well, it's a bummer whenever there's kids involved in any kind of breakup, you know? Super sucks for the kids. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Taking your shoes off before you go in the house.
Do it.
I have to do it.
You gotta do it.
Well, you don't gotta do it.
Don't you want to keep your house nice and clean and tidy? You want to
track
dirt all through your house?
Here I am, just trying to walk in the house. Now I'm trying to...
No, take your shoes off.
Also, Oakland lost the Raiders, but maybe they've got another plan.
Is that so? Oh, I'm intrigued.
I'll tell you more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:37. That is Shawn Mendes, and we've got tickets for him.
The Radio Alice Report.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. He just loves the sounds.
We begin with the Warriors.
Warriors.
They play tonight at home, 6 o'clock tip time. So I'll try
to
be there for that.
Yeah.
While we're on sports in Oakland.
Yes.
As you know, the Raiders have committed to move to Las Vegas. How would you like a soccer team, Oakland?
I guess you'd take one.
I'm not trying to down on soccer, but that's the nod. That's not one for one, is it?
No. But it is something.
The
at
push
least.
Is on to get a pro soccer team in Oakland.
All right.
I
do we have those all? I know we have the. I've only ever heard of the LA team, but
there's
I
an LA Galaxy.
There's
one in Seattle. I know there's one in. I think it's New York.
Okay.
So there's a few teams.
Football.
I know that what we're going to see this coming summer, starting on June 14th, for about a month, is the World Cup. And so we'll see soccer go crazy.
People do pay attention to that.
I actually even like it. I didn't like it when the Vuvuzelas were being blown
through
the
annoying.
Entire match. But
if I wanted to be in a beehive, I'd stick my head in there.
That was really surprising that that caught on and then just became the whole event from start to finish. Those things blew. It was not good. But anyway, so, you know, World Cup's coming back and maybe this will help get the push.
Yeah.
All the way through.
Maybe.
Pro soccer in Oakland.
Does San Jose have a soccer team?
They do.
Oh.
That's right.
Yeah.
The Earthquake?
Yeah. I can't believe
are they in the same league as the Galaxy?
Yeah, they're the same league.
All right. We'll take one.
What is the name of the stadium? It's right by the airport.
Avaya,
right.
Oh.
My neighbors just went to one of their games.
Yeah. It's supposed to be a beautiful stadium.
It is. It's neat. And I see it right there at the airport all the time. I haven't been in. But, you know.
So this team would be located at the current Raiders stadium?
Who knows what's going to happen
with
that
stadium.
Well,
you know, look, it's, you know.
I'm just trying to mention something that might make you feel better about losing the Raiders. Anything? No? All right, we'll move on.
Yeah.
You're losing the Raiders.
The end.
They're going to Vegas. Oh, man, I've seen so many things about pro betting.
Oh, yeah. Now that they've...
Now that the Supreme Court has made it possible for states to make
decide if
betting
they want that to be
legal. It's going to be incredible. They say it's going to improve baseball in that now young people will want to watch because betting makes it so much more fun for everyone involved.
But if you really wanted to bet, you could have anyway. But it would have been
well. No,
illegal.
Now it's going to be super accessible. It'll right. be on your phones. It'll oh. be. It'll be. They'll have kiosks right there at the stadiums where you'll be able to go
phones.
In and make bets right there. And you'll be able to bet on every little thing. Mm. I was trying to think as I was watching the game. Well, basketball the other night. Will this guy make these two free throws? I wonder if I could bet on that.
Yeah. Would you want to?
Don't
start betting.
Well,
you
have an addictive personality. I'm not saying me. I would never. I'm not into betting. That's not my issue. I want a head change. That's not. Betting's never been my thing.
Maybe the euphoria when you win a bet is part of it.
I've bet before. Yeah. Believe me, that's not going to do me. Whiskey's going to do me. Mm. Anyway, I can see how that would be really fun for people. Like, for example, Steph Curry's got an unbelievable free throw shooting percentage. And so I was trying to figure out, how would the odds work in real time like
right.
that? Mm. So there you are. This guy's got a percentage that's beyond belief. He makes almost every single one. You can't get good money return on that, can
right.
you?
But it's guaranteed money, if you know, practically. Of course, the minute I bet on it, he misses. I won't bet on anything.
Actually,
ever.
It's
don't,
funny.
Don't
the
worry.
Other night, one of the announcers said, Steph Curry is automatic, and he missed one.
It's like and when the they other, say they got a no-hitter
yeah,
going.
And the other announcer actually said that. He's like, I can't believe you just did him like that. And it was really that curse that. Boy, you had to say that while he was in the throwing yeah. motion? Anyway, sorry about that little aside.
Oh, no. I find that interesting. I wonder how that is all going to shake out. I actually feel like it might be super dangerous, and especially having access from your phone.
Yes.
That seems like the path to gambling addiction for
well,
some young people.
As
for
some,
lots of people, not just young.
As I've seen some people talk about it now, one of the things that's been sort of a holdup is all of these Pro Major League Baseball, the NFL, they want their cut.
Yeah.
So that's been the sort of holdup is how are we going to get our share of what's being generated?
Hands out.
Right. Well, mm. it's their sport.
Sure.
It's their teams. Why are they giving the money to someone offshore or someone in Vegas when it should be happening right here in our stadium? Mm.
Is there a normal cut that goes to the betting house? There must be, because otherwise why would you do it?
The only betting I've really done besides the random time we've been in Vegas or whatever is at the track. Mm. And it's so, I like Rays.
I like Rays too.
Oh, I like that jockey. I think he's got a good shot bringing this guy from, you know, 20-1 odds. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like that's not betting. That's not.
That's just a day out.
That's beer money. You hope. Taking your shoes off at the front door sucks. We all know it. No one wants to do it. Come
mind.
On.
I don't mind
right
it at all.
Right about that.
I take them right off. No problem.
Yeah.
And I have shoes at my back door that I can slip on if I'm going out there.
I take them off just because of the floors. I don't want to slip.
I was at this party one time, and the owners of the house insisted everyone take off their shoes.
I was at that party, too.
And this poor girl going up and down the stairs and, like, I don't know, her slippery socks slipped 3 times.
Mm. I'm like, oh, maybe I wasn't at that party.
Bad idea with the shoes.
So the poor girl or...
Not rich girl.
She's a rich girl.
Take off your socks.
Michael Franti threw a
Christmas
party.
Yeah, exactly. You have to take off your socks.
Is that a Christmas party? A couple years ago, and he had, you know, the place was packed with people.
At his house.
At his house. And there was a pile of shoes so big that, like, when it was time for us to leave, you had to, like, dig through other people's shoes to find your shoes.
Yeah.
But he was like, no one wears shoes
Who's
in here.
Who?
Michael Franti.
Oh, Michael Franti.
Of course, he's not a shoe guy.
To begin with.
Yeah.
Right.
His feet must be filthy.
Well,
like,
yeah.
You know, he's like, he can't really argue, I don't want your dirt in my house.
You can't get the black off your feet when you've been walking around on the asphalt outside
right.
all day. Mm. You can't. Even when you sit there and scrub, soap mm-hmm. them up, they're still stained.
Have you guys seen those? They're like maybe they're tacky or something, but they just stick to the soles of your feet. I want to get those.
What?
It's just like a bottom thing. You just stick it on the bottom of your feet.
Oh.
So I just don't around. Like walking in sock feet, and not even because they're slippery. I just feel lame walking around in sock feet. I'll take all the way off to barefoot.
I don't mind socks.
But anyway, that's not the story.
Oh, okay.
Here's the story. Apparently, there's something called obesogens that are everywhere. They're in cleaning products, cosmetics, processed food, even dust floating around your house.
Obesogens.
And they say that these things are always dragged into the house on the soles of your shoes, these obesogens. And that taking your shoes off before you go in the house can help you lose weight. It's small amount.
What?
But these obesogens.
Oh, Obesa actually has something to do with obesity.
That's what they say. It's a tiny chemical particle that we come in contact with every day that messes with our hormones and promotes fat growth in our tissues.
Oh.
So it's something that is often found outside, and we drag them around on our shoes into the house. They also say a way to reduce your exposure is to vacuum more often, mop if you have a wood floor.
Wow.
Avoid heating up food in plastic. Mm. Use fewer synthetic cleaning products. And try to eat organic foods that haven't been exposed to pesticides.
Yeah, human.
Obesogens.
First I've ever heard of them.
Look into it.
I don't even want to. I'm just going to continue to not. Imagine that if I've been wearing my shoes in the house, how big my butt would be. Thank God I don't do that.
93-year-old Ben Bender.
Excuse me. Why is
Did everybody hear that? I heard it, but always when no one's talking.
No. Vinny can't help himself.
93-year-old Ben Bender.
Ben Bender.
Lives in Zanesville, Ohio, about 50 miles east of Columbus, and he was out 93. And he's out golfing last month.
All right.
Apparently, this is something he still likes to do in his retirement. On his third hole of the day, he got a hole in one.
How exciting.
It's his first ever hole in one. Oh. He's been golfing. He's 93.
And how good is he?
Well, he's not great.
Good enough to hit a hole in one.
Can still hit the ball.
I mean, that's a big range of movement in that.
He's been playing golf since he was 28, so he's been playing 65 years.
And he just hit a hole in one.
And he'd never had a hole in one before.
Were there enough people around to see that he'd done it?
He used a 5-wood to hit it 153 yards.
Oh.
Made it into the hole, and right after he got it, he quit golf forever. He's 93. He's had enough trouble as it is getting around the course, and after a hole in one, he tapped out on a high.
So he like didn't even finish that round.
He didn't even finish that round.
That's actually quite a good story.
He said he went back to the clubhouse and told the club manager, "I'm done golfing for good."
I mean, is it ever going to get any better than that?
He says he hates to quit golfing and because he loves it so much, but he knew he couldn't do it forever. He's in pain. He's got a bad hip and whatever else.
Man.
And he said, what a way to go out, right? On a hole in one.
Yep.
Well, and he's got a story for the next 2 years.
Right.
They'll tell it at his funeral, I'm sure.
Yeah.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts, Vinny. Give me one.
The 16 largest ships in the world produce as much pollution as all 800 million cars in the world combined.
They do.
Want me to read that again?
Yes.
The 16 largest ships in the world produce as much pollution as all 800 million cars in the world combined.
Somebody torpedo those ships.
Are we talking military ships, cargo ships, or cruise ships?
What are the 16 largest ships?
I'm looking at it. Most of them are oil tankers.
Of course.
So,
wow.
One is called the Seawise Giant, and it's no longer solar on those things. Yeah, it's no longer in service, but they broke it up into a bunch of little ships. It's almost always oil. It seems like oil is just destroying the world.
And cargo ships, too, because it's so heavy to move.
Right.
Wow. Huh. Oh, boy, that almost looks like it's coming
in here. Boy, that's got a full load, too.
And look at the black smoke pumping out of the top of that thing.
Aye, aye, aye.
That's filthy.
16, everyone. 1-6. 16.
As much as all the cars in the world combined.
Incredible. Boy, that seems like a simple fix.
Come on, Elon.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Elon.
This is the one we're all in agreement on. We don't really care. All of us don't care about Mars, but we would like you to get rid of the pollution.
Some of us do.
Yeah. You.
Yeah.
You would never leave your house in Mill Valley.
Well, I'm not saying I would.
I wish you could talk to Elon so he could bore you to death and then you'd be over it. Because after about 2 minutes, you'd be like, what? Oh, right.
No, you're wrong about that.
Really?
Yeah. I have a million things I want to ask him about.
I've met him a couple times. He's not.
He's awkward.
Yeah. How long do you think it's going to work out with that new chick he's dating?
Maybe they're perfect.
Grimes.
Grimes.
You think they're perfect?
They're perfect for each other.
You think that's going to work
out?
I
really don't know, to say the truth.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
All right.
Hooman is a terrible storyteller. John Wick flipped out because he retired to be with his wife who got incurable cancer. And his wife gave him the dog as a last act before she died so he would not be alone.
Right.
That's why he's so mad.
And then they killed the dog.
Then they killed the dog. Aww. And that's why he's so mad. What?
So there was more reason than just that he liked the dog.
Well, the wife.
There was a human connection.
There was, but, you know, time's limited and it ultimately comes down to them killing the dog.
Yeah, we don't have all day to tell these stories.
Yeah.
We only have 4 hours, you guys.
Taking one's shoes off is the norm in Hawaii. If you don't, you're obviously not local. All right. I think most people have taken to that, though.
Yeah, it's nice.
Keeps
your,
my house.
Keeps your
boy, every
house
one
a lot
of us
cleaner.
Goes running in, and then me and the kid are like, dang it. Hold on. All right, let's go.
Yeah.
Back to running.
And it's fun when you have your socks on a wood floor because you can slide around. Mm. Like sometimes if I'm in a hurry cooking dinner, I go slide over there, slide back over here.
650 says, I hear both Brainstorm and Green Needle.
Yeah, you can hear whatever you want.
415 says, why is this important?
It's not. But it's only the only reason that I do it is because I can't get over how excited Bryn is by it.
We're going to do a new Don't one every me. Day, everybody.
No, we're not.
Every
we're
day.
Not so going to do a new one.
925 says,
up with something.
I love
like
you guys,
Bryn
but...
Bryn starts to gush.
I love you guys, no, but this is so boring.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Bryn?
I agree.
Rebuttal? I even said it when we started. Well, this is going to be a totally
my
boring
rebuttals,
story.
There's some good texts in there, too, that are like, oh, my God, I finally heard Yanni. Thanks for saying the yit part.
And I'll read that after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.